In Tacoma, Washington, Army First Lieutenant Aaron Watada faced the second day of his court-martial for refusing orders to deploy to Baghdad. Today, the U.S. government began its case against Watada by accusing him of making disgraceful statements and abandoning his unit. Watada faces up to 4 years in prison if convicted. KPFA's Aaron Glantz, who's in Tacoma covering the trial, spoke with KPFA earlier this afternoon after the prosecution rested. Aaron, yesterday a jury of 7 Army officers was chosen. The number of witnesses for both sides was determined. The prosecution made its case against Aaron Watada today. Who were its witnesses and what were its arguments?
The prosecution had 3 witnesses. It did not go as well as the prosecution would have liked. Lieutenant Colonel Bruce Antonia, who was the prosecution's star witness as Lieutenant Watada's commander, said that nothing tangibly bad happened from Lieutenant Watada's refusal to go to Iraq, and that it did not inspire other members of his unit to also refuse to go or to speak out against the war. And while that may not be harming to supporters of Lieutenant Watada, who want to see him make a big impact, it cut against the prosecution's case that his conduct was unbecoming of an officer and a gentleman because it inspired deviant behavior amongst other troops. Another thing that did not go well for the prosecution today was that their own witnesses clearly showed that Lieutenant Watada tried other methods of expressing his opposition to the Iraq War internally within the military before coming forward to speak to the public. For example, he proffered his resignation, which was not accepted. He also offered to go to Afghanistan instead of Iraq. Now, the Lieutenant Colonel James, who is one of the higher-ranking people at Fort Lewis, testified that as service members, we don't have the opportunity to choose where we go, and that's why his desire to go to Afghanistan was turned down. But Lieutenant Colonel James also said that when Lieutenant Watada came to him to discuss his opposition to the Iraq War, he did not engage him in a moral debate, which it was discussed by many other people, is the role of a commanding officer in the U.S. military.
And after it gave its arguments today, the prosecution, in fact, has rested. Tomorrow, the defense is set to make its case. What are you expecting?
Well, one of the interesting things is that Lieutenant Watada is the star witness for both the defense and the prosecution. Before the human witnesses came to testify for the prosecution, they played tapes of Lieutenant Watada himself speaking, where he said that the war was illegal and immoral. In particular, they played a speech that he gave at the Veterans for Peace annual convention last year, where he said, "It is time for a change, and change starts with all of us. Today I speak with you about a radical idea that to stop an illegal and unjust war, soldiers can choose to stop fighting it. If soldiers realize this war is contrary to what the Constitution extols, if they stood up and threw their weapons down, no president could ever initiate a war of choice again." Now, this speech was played by the prosecution. Tomorrow, the defense will call Lieutenant Watada as their star witness in order to explain why it is that he said this.
There's only one other defense witness, right?
Yes, the defense had hoped to call a number of witnesses who could speak to the morality and ethics of the war. And the judge in the case, Colonel Head, refused to allow that into the courtroom, saying it was irrelevant. So as a result, the defense is only calling Lieutenant Watada himself and a captain who is one of Lieutenant Watada's superiors, and he will testify as a character witness.
And are you still expecting the trial to wrap up on Thursday?
Obviously, it depends on how long this jury of U.S. Army officers takes to reach their decision. And then we'll see the sentencing phase. And, of course, that's where the defense is really looking, because they do believe that he will become guilty, at the very least, of missing movement, refusing to go to Iraq. It's less clear whether he'll be found guilty of conduct unbecoming of an officer and a gentleman. But in any case, that's where they really hope to make their case. So his attorneys have already said that they will appeal whatever comes out of this.
Aaron Glantz, thanks so much for that report.
My pleasure.